And I really take offense to Jason Grilley's thing about we lost Sean Casey. You got to be we lost Sean Casey. Please, come on. Jason Grilley ought to just worry about Colorado. Jason Grilley's not here any longer because Jason Grilley didn't pitch good under pressure situations and didn't pitch very well in Detroit. Now you want to tell it. You want to tell it like it is. The players want to start talking. I'll start talking. And I'm very reserved about stuff like that. Jason Grilley ought to worry about Colorado, not Detroit. The fact that, and don't misunderstand one thing. I miss Sean Casey. But Sean Casey has nothing to do with the fact that the Tigers are where we're at. Now let's get that straight right now. And people want to start talking about things and this and that, what this guy's doing, what that guy's doing. They should look in the mirror. They should look right in that mirror and look at themselves and see what they're doing. And what we're doing with some of these guys are doing on this club, they should, the last thing they should be doing is popping off to the newspaper. Because it's diversionary tactics and they look foolish. And you can quote every bit of that. There's nothing wrong with inside the clubhouse. The problem here is in between the lines. But everybody looks for an excuse, you know. And to me, that's a weak excuse. Look in the mirror. You know, you're knocking in runs. Are you getting in hits? You know, are you doing your share? And if you don't like what's going on in the clubhouse and you're a player, then say something about it. Put a name to it. I read some stuff today. Well, we did this and we did that. Now we're not doing this and that. We'll put a name to it. That's all. Stick your chest out. Put a name to it. You can quote me on that. Put a name to it. If players want to play games in the press, I'll play games in the press. And it won't be very pretty. But that's all. Trust me when I tell you that. That's all. That doesn't have anything to do with a guy hanging a slider or missing a fastball right down the cock or throwing a ball away or doing it. It has nothing to do with it. Trust me, that's my fear on all that. That's a weak excuse. That's a lame excuse. You know, it isn't fair. All of a sudden, I'm reading it wasn't fair for people to have expectations. Why wasn't it fair? What the f*** you talking about? It wasn't fair. We're supposed to love the expectations. We're saying it wasn't fair to have expectations. What the f*** are you talking about? I'm a f***ing grown man. I mean, I can take my heat, and I deserve some for the performance of this club. But if you better be careful when you're a player. You're f***ing hit 200 and 220 and f***ing striking out and hit 200 and 215 and 200. You shouldn't be popping off, in my opinion, about other situations. You ought to be taking care of your own f***ing business. They want to play games? I'll play games. And it won't be long. I'll put f***ing names to it if they want me to. I'm not quite to that point yet. I'll play f***ing games. I'll play games. I'll quit protecting some of these guys night after night after night after night. And I'll put some f***ing name.
What kind of effect can that have to?
What?
What kind of effect can
I don't give a f*** what it has. When people start making weak excuses in the f***ing newspaper, diversionary tactics and shit, that rubs me wrong. I don't give a f*** what effect it has. It can't have a bad effect, because we've been as horse as you can be. So it can't hurt. I'm not looking for problems here, but I'm a f***ing man. I look in the mirror. When I'm horse shit. Right now I'm horse shit. And there's a few f***ers in that clubhouse right now that are horse shit too. And they need to look in that mirror. Don't look in mine. Look in theirs. And don't look at the f***ing guy next to them. Look at in the f***ing mirror yourself. Don't be pointing f***ing fingers over here and there. This is why we're not doing that. That's all weak f***ing. Really f***ing. Some of that other f***ing read in the paper today. That's weak f***ing shit. Weak.
Imagine when Grilley said that the atmosphere was stagnant. That even is so vague, it's hard to understand what that means.
Well, we're stagnant between the lines. The clubhouse hadn't changed a f***ing bit. We come to the clubhouse, we do everything we've always done in the clubhouse. We sit in the lunchroom, they bullshit with each other, they f***ing walk around, they do whatever they do. They look at film, they look at tape, they hit X, they do the same thing they always done. So Grilley should worry about Colorado. And if Jason Grilley had done a better job, he'd still be here. So I don't want to hear any weak shit from Jason Grilley. Mine now either, because he belongs to somebody else. My concern is the guys out here that are talking weak shit. And they'll know about it today. Weak shit. Look in the mirror. Look at the f***ing numbers. And you're worried about the f***ing clubhouse? What do you think, Beck?
I think it's...
You write a f***ing horse shit story, you don't blame John Lowell, do you?
Not on most days, no.
That's the way it is. That's life. Simple as it is. Okay.